Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
There was a really peppy one back there. Whoever that was, great job. I want to begin with a pop quiz. Who can name the three patriarchs? Shout them out. Who's the first one?
Abraham.
Next one.
Isaac.
And then?
Jacob.
Okay, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now I'm going to spend the next 3 to 4.5 minutes telling you why you're wrong. Abraham, great. Jacob, great. Wonderful. Isaac, though, Isaac doesn't do a whole lot. And what's more, what he does or accomplishes seems to be because of Rebecca. My pitch today is that Rebecca should be the second patriarch. Now let's put aside the gender stuff for a second, but she is the one who takes us on our journey. In my mind, there are basically two jobs that you need to fulfill to be a patriarch. One is to carry the tradition from the appropriate line to the right next person to take over. And the second is some sort of divine revelation slash quest. And you have to take some initiative. You have to lech lecha, you have to go for yourself. So let's start with the last one first, lech lecha. That's what Rebecca does first. Eliezer, Abraham's servant, goes to Abraham's homeland, finds Rebecca. She is the one who proves herself kind enough. She's the one who runs and gets the water and does everything right. What's more, when it comes time to leave, her mother asks her, "Do you want to go?" And she says yes. Isaac never agrees to anything. Rebecca is the one who says yes, schleps all the way back to the land of Canaan. She's the one who goes on the journey. They get there. They get married. Then it comes time for divine message slash quest. Rebecca is pregnant with twins. Now, I've never been pregnant or pregnant with twins, but I suspect it's unpleasant. And she calls out, "What am I supposed to do, God?" And God answers with prophecy. Answers by telling Rebecca, in your womb there are two nations who are fighting against each other, and the younger will win out. The younger is the one who needs to take on the Jewish lineage, who's the next patriarch. Prophecy and quest. Then it comes time, later on, Esau and Jacob are grown up, and Isaac wants to give Esau the blessing. He wants Esau to take over, mainly because it seems Isaac likes steak. So, like, I'm not an expert on how you choose who should take on the line of the greatest religion there ever was, but maybe a love of steak isn't high enough a qualification. Rebecca is the one who knows that God said to her, Jacob is the one who needs to take over, and then right now, in this week's Parsha, as we just read, she is the one who engineers Jacob taking over, Jacob pretending to be Esau, getting the blessing, and eventually becoming the next patriarch. For all of those reasons, it's my contention today that it is Abraham, Rebecca, and then Jacob. Now, for 2 seconds, I'll tell you, of course, Isaac did wonderful things and should be listed amongst our ancestors and patriarchs. But I say this because it helped me understand something in Pirkei Avot. There's a saying, which is usually translated to, if there is no man, stand up and be one. Strive to be one. But in Hebrew, gender gets pretty confusing. Because all the language is gendered, and when anything is in the masculine, it could also be feminine. So another way to understand this is, if there is no person, look around and strive to be one. If there is no strong leader, look around and strive to be one. Rebecca grew up in a family of conniving liars. A lot of them. They're swindles, they're swindlers, they're thieves, they're crooks. A lot of them. She takes it upon herself to develop a sense of kindness and to use that as leverage to get herself out of that family into a relationship with someone who is in a burgeoning dynasty, an up-and-coming startup nation. Gets her that she is the one, and she is the one who hears God's word and takes it upon herself to make it happen, to make it so. She is a challenge to each and every one of us. In a world, there's a great saying, there's a great quote from that movie about the wedding, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where they say, you know, the man is the head, but the woman is the neck. She decides which way the head turns. It's a cute line. But in a world in which men had all of the power, start to finish, she found a way to use what power she had to make what she knew needed to be the future happen. And that is a challenge to each of us to remember that none of us have the power we should have. Not anyone in this room have the power we know we should have to do what we know needs to be done. But we can do more than we are doing to get done that divine mission that we know in our deepest levels to be our purpose here on earth. So this Shabbat, I wish us a chance to look at our patriarch, Rebecca, and to learn something and to challenge ourselves and to be God's partner in making this world a better place. Shabbat Shalom.